rest on us. Come rest on us. The Spirit was moving over the water. Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. So come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart bound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart bound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. And fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on in. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. And fire and wind.
Hey everybody.
As Joe was saying earlier, thank you so much and welcome to Youth Sunday. Today you're going to see a lot of awesome things. Like we have a new band up here today, mainly for the fact that Aaron Fiskus is our youth drummer, and we play weekly together. And Michael Opa is joining us, and Lydia Cressman-Watt is joining us as well. And you're going to see a lot of stuff from the youth today. We try to give the youth as many roles in service today as we could. Anna Bennett is currently up there running the slides. You've seen they've been greeting us at the doors today, and we're going to hear from them here in a little while. So, again, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for worshiping with us today.
And I see it now, I'm laying it down, and I know that I need you. So run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I'll run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, oh, oh. You saw my condition, had a plan from the start. Your son for redemption, the price of my heart. I don't have a context for that kind of love. I don't understand it, I can't comprehend it. All I know is I need you. I'll run to the Father, I'll fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I'll run to the Father again. Thy power and thine alone. leopard spawn and melt the heart of stone. 'Cause Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all. Let me hear it. Jesus paid it all. Left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. He washed it white as snow. Life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead. So praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life. Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. He washed it white as snow.
Lord, thank you so much for this day that we had to worship together. Thank you for everything that brings us together under your name. Any time that we have in your presence together is a wonderful time. And Lord, as we continue today, help us to understand what it is to be a family in this church with parents and youth and sisters and brothers, and collectively, we are your family. So we can't wait to hear from you today, Lord. These things we pray, amen. I think there's a video for you guys.
Hey everybody, Skit Guys here. My name's Tommy, and
my name's Eddie. How's it going, everybody?
Hey, Ms. Eddie. We just wanted to tell you it's back to school.
Back to school time, everybody. Back to school time. Is everybody ready? I'm back to school.
Yep, yep. I got my new backpack for back to school. And you've
lame.
Got an old, what is that?
What I got is a hipster fanny pack right here. This is what all the cool kids are going to be doing, taking their stuff on their hip to school.
Buddy, that's a lunchbox.
No, it's not. Yeah. I got my pencils in here. My lunch money's right here. I haven't got a place for my hipster spoon.
Nope.
That's
a spoon because that's a lunchbox.
Oh, nay. Look. Oh, someone calling me? Hello? Bam, it's gone. Boom. Shutting my fanny pack hipster lunch pail.
So, welcome back to school.
Welcome back to school, folks. It's going to be awesome. Completely awesome.
Yeah. Hey, if you have one of those, don't wear that. You're going
to... Wear it.
You're going to get beat up.
Cool kids.
Not cool.
All day long.
Not cool at all.
Hashtag all day long.
He's going to get beat up. Hashtag all day long.
So what's going to happen here a little bit, we just finished youth summer camps. We had a lot of awesome opportunity to go a lot of cool places. And you're going to hear some testimonies from those places and the kids that went there. So the reason why we're doing this, we want you to know, even though the youth room is all the way over on the other side of the building and we hardly ever have any crossover, we are alive and we're doing a whole lot of things. In fact, today kicks off our youth month. So every Sunday in August, we are doing a youth fellowship activity, and today is our annual scavenger hunt that Joe and Alicia have put together. So from 5 to 8, the students will be running around the church to look for, you know, paintings that maybe they haven't seen before, or historical names for the church, or and then part of it will also be around Tulsa and stuff like that, and they're going to enjoy it, just a good time. It's a huge hit. They love the scavenger hunt. But we're also going to be doing a pool party next Sunday. And the Sunday after that, Alicia is planning a Water Wars Day. And the Sunday after that, Joe is planning a video game tournament. So even though our camps are over, youth summer is not over. We still got a lot of stuff to do. But with that being said, I would like to call up Melody and Olivia. Last year when they had to do this, there was a lot of laughing. So let's see if they can make it through this year, okay?
Hello, my name is Melody. I'm in eighth grade at Union, and I have been in this church since I was 5.
And I'm Olivia, and I'm in eighth grade at Jinx, and I've been at this church since I was 10. We both did confirmation this summer and became members of this church.
I was baptized by Pastor Ball,
and I got remembered by my first baptism.
We also both went to this disciple camp. This is our second year to go together. I like the camp because of all the worship.
My favorite part of camp was also the worship. We also got these awesome burn-on bracelets that Ethan has challenged us to leave on till next year.
Thank you for supporting us here at church.
Thank you for giving us a safe place to spend our summers.
Thank you!
So Disciple Camp, which is this shirt for this year, is our junior high camp. Anyone going into sixth grade, all the way up to going into ninth grade, can go to this camp. And so, like I said, this was their second year. And since they will have one more year that they get to go because of their age. And so it's a really great camp. Here's the picture. We had a good group that went this year, and it was really incredible. The theme this year was about growing with our roots, getting rooted in Christ to grow through our roots, not just, you know, on the shallow level, surface level growing. So it was a great camp, and I'm proud of our kids that went. And we will be going to Disciple again next year. So that's good. Now I would like to introduce Keith Walker.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I am a ninth grader at Bigsby, and I have been going to this church since I was 7. I was also in confirmation this year and was able to join the church and remember my baptism. This summer, I volunteered for the youth and Water's Edge mission. We served at a VBS for John 3:16. It was fun and challenging, but it was nice to try to help kids learn about God. At the end of the week, we went to Safari Joe's and spent all day there. It was really fun. Thank you for providing us with resources to serve our community in a meaningful way.
So up here in this picture that you have, John 3:16 is an incredible mission. They have a building that seems like it's an old refurbished school. And in this room, which there's a lot of pictures of that Miss Tanya has because we were doing a joint mission with her. But in this room was the room that I was in charge of, and it was our worship room. So as you can see, we got kids in here from these from the local community around John 3:16 that are actively participating in worship with our kids. So anyone wearing a blue shirt was there for that week with us. And it was a really impactful time for our kids. This is one of their first chances to actually get out and do ministry, like an actual, like, planned out, thoughtful, what are we going to teach them? How are we going to worship together? And with Miss Tanya's leadership and organization, it went really well. And so we're hoping we get to do it again next year as well. So now I would like to introduce Garrett Bacon.
Hi there, my name is Garrett Bacon. I'm a junior at Booker T. Washington High School, and I have been going to the church since as long as I can remember. I mean, I was a baby when I started here. This summer, I went to Day Springs, which is a senior high camp. This is my second year going, and I don't plan on stopping. This year, Aaron Fiskus, Bradley Sheets, and I roomed together with some other guys from other churches around Oklahoma, like Altus, Lawton, Claremore. And made some really great friends with those kids that were bunking with us or even in the same bunkhouse. I was on a volleyball team with some of my friends from Claremore, and we ended up getting second place actually against some pretty good teams from Owosso, BA, and all those good places like Ardmore. Favorite part of camp was the worships. Worships are really great. They get really in depth with all the kids there, and just overall, if you have any like kids or grandchildren, nieces, nephews that are around that same age group, please invite them to come with us. And thank you for providing the transportation, scholarships, and volunteers that allow us to go to the camps each year. Thank you.
So there's a couple of reoccurring themes from our speakers I think are really important to highlight. Our junior high went through confirmation this year. So some of these junior high are now members of the church, and they were baptized with Pastor Bob or had their baptism remembered. And this was a pivotal part for these junior highs. And so that was like how we kicked off the summer and really set the tone for the rest of the summer of what we were going to do, because the speakers, everything that we did this summer had to do with worship, and almost all the kids will tell you that was their favorite part of what we did in the various activities that we did. So I'm just saying that because I want to let you guys know that these kids are interested in being here at this church, and they're interested in worshiping here at this church, and I think that is a huge victory for Christ United Methodist Church. I would like the scripture to get thrown up really quick there. Do we have the Matthew scripture? Okay, so there's a scripture from Matthew where Jesus is talking about how important children are. And Jesus is warning people about children, not warning them that, like, oh, children are really scary, you shouldn't have anything to do with them. But he was actually saying children are so important that anyone who takes upon the responsibility of bringing them up, teaching them, and leading them, or anything like that, they better make sure they're doing it the right way. Because if you're doing it the wrong way, it'd be better for you to tie a millstone around your neck, big heavy stone, and to jump in the lake. Essentially, it'd be better to just like die, a terrible way to go, and than to mislead some of these youths that we have. So instead of being the people that are dropping millstones in the lake, I would rather us be bridge builders. So this is a poem I'm gonna read you guys, and then we're gonna go into communion. But this is called the Bridge Builder poem. An old man going a lone highway came at the evening cold and gray to a chasm vast and deep and wide through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. The rapids held no fears for him. But he turned when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. Old man, cried a fellow pilgrim near, you're wasting your time in building here. Your journey will end with the closing day. You never again will pass this way. You have crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build you this bridge at evening tide? The builder lifted his old gray head. Good friend, in the path I have come, he said, there follows after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This stream which has been as naught to me, to that fair youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I'm building this bridge for him. So, instead of being a church of millstones in the lake, I'm very happy to say that I believe we are a church of bridge builders. So, thank you so much for supporting our youth. I'm going to pray real quick and ask Bob to come up to lead us in communion. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the testimonies that we've heard from our youth. Thank you for fun summers that help reinforce everything we do all year long. Thank you for putting the seed in our youth that brings them back each week. Thank you for all the little things and all the big things you do for us. Amen.
You know, Anna, I think my phone is broken.
Why do you think that?
I keep pressing the home button, but I'm still at work.
It's almost fall, y'all, and First Wednesday is back. September 7th at 5:30 p.m. we'll focus on, celebrate, and support the Little Lighthouse. The Little Lighthouse provides tuition-free Christian education and therapeutic services for children with special needs and their families. Join us at 5:30 p.m. for a meal, just $5 per person, the special music with Micah Oval, and a speaker from the Little Lighthouse. First Wednesday, a meal, a mission, a message.
The Men's Ministry Breakfast will be Saturday, August 13th at 8 a.m. Our speaker will be Jesse Rogers. Jesse has a pastoral and missionary background, and he is an enthusiastic and dynamic speaker with a sincere passion to lead people to Christ. Come hear his testimony and how God is using him as the leader of City Elders.
On Thursday, August 11th, we have a volunteer opportunity to serve the homeless downtown. This is an amazing chance to meet and talk with some of Tulsa homeless population. It can change your life. To sign up for information on where to meet, contact Pastor Jim.
You can find all of this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.